Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Tuna.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Breakfast roll is the podcast. We missed you yesterday, Una.
Ah, thanks. I'm not surprised. I'm lovely.
What have you got there?
Oh, I've just got a little Halloween pen with a rubber ghost on the top.
That's kind of, it's a mummy.
It's a mummy, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Leftover of Halloween.
So you did the trick-or-treating?
Did the trick-or-treating, yeah. Yes. I had my little witch and my little ninja beside me.
So hang on a second, you went trick-or-treating?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't bring any stuff in?
There's not much left.
You ate it all?
I dived into it, yes. I had some fun.
What was your favourite?
That was my favourite.
Yeah.
The twins were calling it candy. I think the jellies were my favourite.
Jellies?
Yeah, because I wouldn't often buy jellies for myself, you know?
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Max just hung out at home. He played video games online with his mates. And then Elizabeth went to her cousins in Wicklow. They went into a very posh estate because every single chocolate that they got was branded chocolate. There was Lindt, there was Cadbury. I'm like, where's the off-brand
Lindt
chocolate?
Chocolate? Yeah. For Halloween?
I know, the bag of it in my bag.
Jeez, yeah. I wouldn't splash out in that for myself.
I know.
Where was this estate, you say?
It was in Wicklow.
In Wicklow.
Yeah, she'll look at Garden County.
Garden County.
Right, so we've moved past Halloween and now we're into the Christmas period. Has a tree gone up?
Of course it hasn't. No,
what?
No, I'm late this year. No, it won't be up for a while, but I have been lighting my Christmas candles so the house smells like Christmas.
Okay.
Lovely cinnamon.
Cinnamon candles.
Yeah, cinnamon spice.
Oh, very nice.
And all things.
Would
nice.
You be a cinnamon fan? It's like a cinnamon swirl.
I don't mind a cinnamon. Not my favourite. I do love the smell of it, not so much the taste of it.
Interesting. Yeah.
I am an interesting character. So yeah. I will let you know when Christmas officially begins in my house, as I am late this year.
Yeah, it's too late. We've moved on already from it.
Oh.
Yeah, we got to go and do a would you rather question as we did. We kicked off the show with that this morning. It was fun.
Una, I have a question for you. And I'd like to hear actually if anybody else has an answer to this. It's a would you rather, okay?
Oh, I hate these.
I know, that's why I have one for you. So 0871 102 107. Would you rather your parents or your boss had access to all of your phone and internet history?
What a nasty question.
And it has to be one of them.
Oh, Lord.
And state your reasoning, please.
My boss or my parents?
Yeah, all your... So your
like everything.
Access to your phone. There you go.
Ooh, I'm going to have to say my boss.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
After the conversations with me. WhatsApp is only encrypted for a certain amount of time in.
No. I mean, the conversation, some of the conversations you'd have with the girls. Do you know what I mean? Do you know?
No.
You know.
You're so close to your mum. Do you not, like, tell your mum everything?
I don't tell her everything. No.
What the hell else you be talking about that is that you're happy to share with our boss, but not with your mother?
Now, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't be happy to share with my boss, but I would be left least red-faced from it if my dad reading some of the messages in there.
Hang on a second. Less red-faced. I suppose you've got a bar that's been set high of a level of mortification and embarrassment that you set to yourself, completely diarrhea mouth when you're talking about it's okay for women to fart.
I stand by that statement. Of course it's okay for women to fart.
And then when you met the new head of department, you sat down in the chair, the back fell off the chair and your legs went up in the air and you went down on your arse in the chair. So you're fine.
Things happened to me. Bridget Jones, like.
You are Bridget Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Me? I'd be like, nah, give the phone to me, ma'am.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's because
you
don't have any interesting messages.
That's it. I guess it is.
I've only found out quite recently through friends that are girls just how graphic and descriptive some messaging can be about partners and things. And
yeah.
I'm not surprised you'd say maybe the boss see it rather than your parents.
So yeah. you don't mind sharing with your boss of how graphic things get then?
well, rather than your parents?
No, I would prefer, I do mind it, obviously, but it's a would you rather question. So I'm going with my boss rather than having my mother and father look at certain WhatsApp groups with the girls and things we'd be saying and talking. And,
okay, well,
you know what I mean?
We've good news for you. Today, after the show, you get to hand your phone to Ben. And we can sit back and watch. Can we just like share the screen to everybody and then we can watch it live?
Stop! Nightmares.
Okay, would you rather share your phone with the entire listeners of iRadio or your mother?
All the listeners.
Oh my God. That's on the way. Just go to a break for it. It's iRadio.
Breakfast rolls.
Yeah, an interesting outcome from the would you rather that you would happily hand your phone over to the boss.
Oh yeah, over my mom.
Yeah.
100%. Oh my God, Scarlett. You see the things that girls do be talking about.
It should be an interesting meeting later on.
Here's our survey says from this morning.
Donal, we need everyone to get involved and get involved with this now and send a message on 087 1102 107. Our survey says you have a question for us and we've got to try and figure out what it is.
Yes, today I'm asking 28% of men say they don't understand this enough. What is this? What don't you understand, Coop?
28% of men.
So basically 30% nearly.
Oh, do you know what? Probably just generic DIY, like
oh, yeah.
How to fix a leaky tap, or if you're a radiator, how do you even bleed a radiator?
That is a good
You need an Allen key.
No, you don't need an Allen key.
Do you not?
No.
Are you sure?
Definitely sure.
I thought I needed an Allen key there to bleed a radiator.
I've gone through this before.
Have you done it before? Either?
So
I've watched someone do it before.
So the key.
Careful! You don't want to go meds bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. I'll tell you what. Yeah, use an Allen key. It's called a radiator key.
Yeah, a radiator key. Okay.
All right. But it's got a hole in the key, so the radiator's got the bit sticking out. That's it, Una. Absolutely. Do you know what she did?
Don't.
Do you know what she did?
Don't.
There's a video of you doing it on Instagram.
Making right. Rude signs out of...
Is it being able to bleed a radiator?
No, but it's a good guess. I'd say a lot of people don't know how to do that. No.
Una doesn't.
Why is the Allen key not working?
She does know how to bleed a radiator.
I do, of course I know how
get
to.
Get a man to do it.
No! Not get a man to do it. Get anyone to do it.
Yeah, right.
Is it? Oh, let me see. 28% of men don't understand. Don't understand. What is it? Don't understand.
Oh my God!
I've never seen you reach for something so hard.
Is that the answer?
It's not the answer. No, but you know, maybe some men don't understand how to do that very well. But no, it's not the answer. I'm afraid. No.
I had no idea. All right, let's get some guesses from you in on 087-1102-107. Ankesht is?
28% of men say they don't understand this enough. What is this?
Okay, 087-1102-107. Our survey says this morning, we're trying to get some guesses in on 087-1102-107. What's the question, Donal?
28% of men say they don't understand this enough. What is this?
Good morning. It's Ricky here in Sligo.
Morning, Ricky!
28% of men don't know what a tracker mortgage is.
No, you can't even get them anymore.
Can you not?
Tracker mortgage.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is anyway, so...
Do you not?
Not really, no, yeah.
It tracks the interest rate. I'm not... Do you know what?
It tracks
the central bank interest rate, and that's what your mortgage repayments are.
So it can go up and down.
Up and down, like a yo-yo.
Yeah. You'd be better off in a fixed...
If you got a good... I'm not talking mortgages with you. Jesus. I don't understand the moon. I'm not old enough.
It's not a track of mortgage, no.
Christ. Can I go home to bed?
Or maybe just tampons.
What are tampons? There you go.
Oh, my days.
Come on, Ricky. You know
Come
what
on, Ricky.
Are. For helping extreme nosebleeds.
Oh, my days.
I tell you, I know somebody who uses them. He suffers from really bad nosebleeds.
I'm sure there are several uses for tampons.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, it's not the answer, however, no.
Would it be that they don't understand women? But I think...
Oh, my God.
It could possibly be a higher percentage because they definitely need to know and be in tune with us.
Yeah, you better believe us.
Yeah, in harmony. That's the closest answer yet, but it's not quite there, no.
Is that it? No?
No,
no, that's not it. Quite okay, that was right. A great answer.
Great guess.
Yeah.
It's not the answer.
No.
Anyway, so listen, we're going to come back and really get in depth and explain like different type of percentages for mortgage and what's the best,
best time to fix. Should you do a 3 or a 2 year fix on your mortgage? Stop it. 087-1102-107. The question is
28% of men say they don't understand this enough. What is this?
All right, get your guesses in. Just to give you a little bit of a look behind what's been going on. Have you got your shoe in your hand?
No.
Oh, a rolled up newspaper. Basically, for all the years that I've known Una, she's that you've been driving, what, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Hey, what? 5 years.
Okay, so for 5 years, I've been saying to you, will you get yourself a frost shield so you don't have to worry about ice in your car in the winter and so you're not going to be delayed coming into work?
There hasn't been ice yet. There hasn't been ice
in the last 5 years, Una. We've had 5 foot of snow. So anyway, so I put a reminder in your phone that comes up literally now every day that says buy a frost shield for your car.
So
buy
annoying.
Buy a frost shield for your car. I said to you then, I said, no, you can't use it as an excuse that your car was frozen over.
No, he said, because you've been told to get a frost shield. I'm like, what? Oh, you told? You're telling me? Oh, the big man is it the big man? Oh, you're telling me. Because I'll do what you tell me what to do.
Oh,
doubt
yeah.
it.
Oh,
cheek.
Yeah.
How very. Just now, I'm going to double down and not get a frost shield.
Great.
Hi, Radio's survey says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Somebody please send her a frost shield, because I'm not buying it. I'm not bowing in. I walked by them the other day in Lidl and I'm like, I'm not buying it.
That's lousy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you call yourself a friend. You're nothing but a louser.
Donald.
Yeah. A louser.
Yeah.
You just made up an insult.
Survey says 28...
A lousy loser, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
28% of men say they don't understand this enough. What is this?
Morning, Cooper, Una and Donald.
Morning.
Is 28% of men don't understand women?
We don't, though. Especially the Unas of the world.
The higher percentage here. I don't understand me.
Yeah. You don't understand you?
Not at all.
This is true.
Yeah. Fine.
I love when you have conversations with yourself and then you confuse yourself about who you're talking to. And then you have an argument saying, who are you talking to? Like, I'm like, who are you talking to? Myself, just how I disagree with myself.
That's a sign of intelligence.
It's
not that, no.
No, it's not. It's a sign of madness. All right.
28% of men and 100% of women say men don't understand the sweet spot enough.
The sweet spot. So like on a driver, like a one wood for golf and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's it.
In the right way
that's
to hit
typical.
It.
Yeah.
Or even like most nightclubs as well have a sweet spot where the sound is perfect.
You see, you're just proving Lynn's point now. You really are. Keep going. Yeah.
I really can't put my finger on what she's talking about.
Yeah, it's just locating that sweet spot. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's stop fanning yourself down in
the news. He's very bold.
What is the answer, please?
Yeah, no, there was close guesses. The answer is 28% of men say they don't understand the partner's emotions.
Well, ain't that the truth? Oh my God.
Are you on my this is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
We played Rhyme It just after 8, which we do every day. You can take part if you like. 087-1102-107. Send a WhatsApp to us. Rhyme it with your name. Nathan from Donegal, he came on to play, but Una just kept on pressing him and pushing him, trying to get a car out of this lad.
I did not. That is absolute lies. Lies. Although, I mean, who wouldn't like an Audi? Let's call a spade a spade.
True. All right. This is how Nathan got on this morning.
Who else is fine this morning? Nathan from Donegal. Good morning, Nathan.
Hello.
Morning. How are you getting on, guys?
Good. Thanks very much. You set for a busy day ahead of you today, selling the cars?
Exactly. Yeah. Just on my way to work. Yeah. So.
Very good.
That's not a Donegal accent I'm detecting there, Nathan.
No. Originally from Birmingham, but I've been living in Donegal for 20-something years.
Well, you haven't lost the Tommy Shelby twang. I could hear it straight away.
No.
Do you wear a peak cap?
Sometimes.
Good on you, man.
So you're from Birmingham, living in Donegal, and you're working in Sligo.
That's it, yeah. Worked for Audi in Sligo there, yeah.
I could see myself driving an Audi now, Nathan. Oh. I've got Audi driver written all over me.
She
I
doesn't.
Do.
No, we'd have to slow down your parking first.
Hey, that's only rumours. Don't listen to them.
It can't be rumours when there's video and photographic evidence on the internet, Una. People have seen you taking four spaces.
That's not true.
No, it's there. The video's there online if anybody wants to have a look. All right, come here. Nathan, do you know how to play, Riot?
I do, yes.
Excellent, Grant. How do you fare out? Do you play along while you're kind of sitting there waiting for somebody to come in and buy a lovely Q5? Or what's going on?
I do, but I'd say I'm going to make a fool of myself this morning.
No. Good on you, Nathan. That's what we'd like to hear. Okay, you've 30 seconds to rhyme, but your word that you're rhyming with is?
Zag. Z-A-G.
Okay.
Zag.
Okay. All right. This is your moment, Nathan. You ready? 30 okay. seconds. Start now.
I carry four of these to work every day, and one is for my snacks.
Bag.
These wave in the wind.
Flag.
You have to take this off a new top before you wear it out.
Tag.
When dogs are happy, their tails do this.
Wag.
Another word for a joke.
Gag.
A type of rug that's long and coarse to the touch.
Shag.
When you get older, things might start to what?
Shag.
A male deer is called a what?
Stag.
An evil woman considered frightful or ugly.
Time's up. Oh my God. Ace! Whoa! Wow, yesterday we had a score of... What was yesterday's score?
Seven. Yesterday's score was seven.
Seven yesterday, yeah. Cool. So that means that you are now in the lead. We didn't think you would actually beat seven. Well, not you in particular. We didn't think seven would be best. That is incredible, man. You've sailed through that.
Thank you very much.
How are you feeling? Speech.
Yeah, come on, man. Come on.
Speech.
Well, look, I'm going to have to leave it up now at work now, so...
Time's up. All right, Nathan, thank you so much. If your score is not bet by Friday, that means that you will have won the contents of Una's drawers. I have a funny feeling that you might have some of the contents already there, because she has a whole lot of brochures for Audis.
Oh, listen.
She's dreaming.
Do you think if you get parking tickets with an Audi, it comes with like a side of respect because it's an Audi? Do you know what I mean?
There you go, Nathan. If you ever needed a sales pitch, you've got it right there.
You need to hire me.
Be proud to be getting clamped in an Audi. Hey, don't worry about checkpoints. They'll wave you through.
Yeah, it's an Audi.
Hey. You don't need tax or insurance.
It's an Audi.
No, we're joking. We're only taking the mic. All right, I hope you sell loads of cars. Give us commission. Nathan, thank you very much.
Bye, Nathan.
No, thank you.
They're coming after you and they're going to see you. All right, that is how you play Rhymes. If you'd like to have a go, 087-110-2107. And we will also take the complete mic out of your company, who you work for as well.
Yeah.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Every Tuesday we like to divide the nation with the hill I'll die on. And today I was confused by the outcome. I really don't know what the actual result was.
I won.
Fair enough. Here it is. It is time for the hill I'll die on. That's what Tuesdays are all about. We each have our own minds and our own opinions and our own thoughts. We're independent ladies, so we are.
No, we certainly are.
Okay. I'm sticking with this, and I don't care what you say. And you may agree, you may not agree. 087-110-2107. So the hill I'll die on today is that if you are cooking, as in like if you're making dinner, that you should be the one that does the cleaning. So basically, like, as you, like, use a pot, clean the damn thing, and then that means when the dinner's made and everything's clean, so there's nothing, no stress afterward, or having to scrape pots or anything like that. What you say, Una?
Double jobbing, eh?
Sorry.
Double jobbing.
It's not double jobbing.
You see, I disagree with that.
It's still the one job.
No. I think that you can't really have Gordon Ramsay and Mrs. Hinch in the one body.
I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know what a Mrs. Hinch is, but
she's a cleaner. She's a very famous cleaner.
Yeah. Okay.
So I would be of the opinion that if you have done one job, like you've done the cooking, that the other person does the tidy up.
See, you're doing it as two jobs. I still think it's all part of the one.
It's not. So I think you'll find cooking and cleaning are two different things.
I was making a bolognese yesterday, okay? And I was just like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make a bolognese. And so I'm going to choppity, choppity, chop, chop, chop. Put the bits and pieces and thing. I washed down the little chopping board and the knife that I've used. They've gone away. Then I've got everything in the pot. It's doing its thing, all right? After I've served up and I put everything in a tub to go into the fridge for like leftovers tomorrow, I then wash the pot straight away.
You were looking for some kind of medal or something?
No, I'm not. It's just like, because it's creating a rift in arguments in people's houses and I don't want it to happen. It's like, let's actually write it down and make a rule that...
But what about afterwards? So,
afterwards?
Like, when everyone has eaten?
Yeah.
Do you go around then and collect everyone's plate and clean up then?
No, that's different.
It's not different.
No, don't wave your finger at
I'll
me.
I'll wave whatever I wanted you.
Oh my God, put that down. She's got a rolled up newspaper again. Where'd you get the newspaper, Nan? All right, so cutlery and saucers and bowls, that is not part of the cooking utensils. So it's literally just the cleaning up of the utensils.
And, so you're lazy now, is that what you're saying?
Oh my God. Okay. 087 1102 107. The hill I'll die on is like, if you cook, you have to clean the pots and the pans and stuff and everything like that, all right? It's up to you. The cook has to do it. The dishes and stuff, yeah, you can do that, Una.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, yeah. So if you really, really, really want to clean something...
I'm cleaning up after you.
I'm not going to allow it. 087-1102-107. I'll stick to me roots on this one, Shahuna. And that is, if you are doing the cooking, you clean the utensils and the pots and stuff like this, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you didn't stir the pot, my friend, it's time you scrubbed it.
Huh?
If you didn't stir, it's time to scrub.
So if you didn't cook, you have to clean.
Yes, well, look at you translating that.
Wow. Okay, so just say you come over, yeah?
Yeah.
And I'm making dinner.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, here, Una, I've just finished with this pot and this pot. Actually, all the five pots here. Will you wash them?
No, that's just rude because I'm a guest. But no. You can't just move the goalposts now.
Okay, I'm at your house.
Yeah.
And I say, here, I'll cook. And then I've used every single pot and pan because I've gone gourmet gorgonzola here, yeah?
Right.
And I'm like, here, wash them, will you? Because I'm about to serve dinner.
Well, no, that wouldn't happen either. We just get a takeaway.
No. Yeah, you're unbelievable. 087-1102-107. What are you saying? The hill I'd die on is like, if you do the cooking, you have to do the cleaning.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Hi, Ryan from Galway.
Hey, Ryan.
So, yeah, you should really tidy up of what you did after cooking.
Uh-huh.
Like, the other person, like, number two, might, like, help you out to clean and wash the dishes. But the most work should be by you. So, yeah. Go Cooper!
Yeah, go Cooper!
Okay.
Ryan knows what he's saying. He's got his head screwed on. It makes sense as well, because it's easier to wash something when it's still kind of, like, wet.
Yes.
Listen, it's the penance you pay for taking in the calories. Do you know what I mean? It's the penance you pay for eating the dinner. Do you know what I mean? What are you doing?
You always give out about that you've no time to do things.
I don't. I'm busy mom of twins. No time.
You have all the time in the world to cope with so many excuses.
I don't.
Okay. 087-1102-107. All right. What are you saying? The hill I'll die on is like, if you do the cooking, you do the cleaning. Simple.
If you do the cooking, you sit back and relax and you sit let someone else do the cleaning.
It's no wonder your takeout bill is so high. Oh, who's doing the dishes? The bin man. Una. It's not an agreement, once again, with me about what I've stated for the Hillel dialogue. But are you agreeing on 087-1102-107? I say, and hear me say it, Udo.
Say it, Cooper.
If you do the cooking, you should just clean up all the pots and stuff like that. Simple as that.
We're not talking
about the plates and everything like that. You can do that. But if I'm making dinner, I just clean up as I go. It's a lot easier to do it.
How he is? Robbie here.
Hey, Robbie.
On the rare occasion that I do cook for myself and the wife, I usually reserve that for occasions like Valentine's Day and stuff like that. But anyway.
Spoiler, why don't you?
Do you not find it easier to clean as you go? So when I'm finished with a pot, straight into the sink and have that soaking, or just give it a very quick rinse because everything's still nice and fresh in it.
Yeah, there you go. Robbie, he's got his head screwed on. Oh, you got to wash it as you use it, Una?
Not at all. No,
Great comeback.
Morning, guys. Leonie here in Portumna. So the rule of thumb in our house is whoever cooks, fair enough, yes, they wash the pots and pans as you're going along if you're finished with them. But after that, then, the person who doesn't cook does the wash-up. So if I cook, the others do the wash-up, as in the dishes, the cutlery, the remaining pots and pans, and I get in to sit down and relax while they slave away. After all, I've slaved away at the dinner.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Hang on a sec. Did she just disagree with me?
She disagreed with you.
Oh, damn it.
She agreed with this. She agreed with you in cleaning it.
Okay.
Cooper, if your wife is making dinner, you clean up after, even vice versa. If you cooked, she'd probably clean up after. Someone's just made you the dinner. The least you can do is tidy up. I'm totally with Una on this one.
All right, Katie, calm down.
Thanks, Katie.
Well, I do tend to just like help out anyway. If I'm not cooking, I will then just like start cleaning up around anyway. So
the clean as you cook type of cook are the worst cooks and usually throw something in a tray for an hour at 200 degrees. That's you. That's you. That's you.
200 degrees is too high. And no, I'm not. I do love a cheeky tray baked cheap meal though.
Oh yeah, you said it. You said it.
Yeah, but at least I'm not spending 40 quid in a takeaway. Like
I'm
you.
Not spending 40 quid in a takeaway.
Oh yeah.
Just three times a week.
Oh my God. I do you know what? I don't even know the percentage ways of how this has gone. All I know is that if you do the cooking, you should do the cleaning.
No.
No.
No, someone has just messaged in saying, whoever cooks doesn't clean. My 94-year-old granny has taught us that, and that's the law.
What makes your nana like the
queen? Don't question the lovely nana.
I'm just saying.
I can't believe you've been so mean against a 94-year-old granny. Well, what is wrong with you today?
Fight her in the car park. I'm only messing. Right, we've one more minute. I'm joking, by the way. Love to your nan. Give her a hug.
The way that works in our house, guys, is if I do the cooking, I do the cleaning. And if the wife does the cooking, I still do the cleaning.
That's very true. Yeah, actually, I do that as well. Like, if Lisa's cooking, I'll do the cleaning as well.
Really?
Yeah. So... Sorry. What the hell was that noise that you
Sorry,
just...
I was trying to make a whoop as it whipped out.
Go on, no, try it again. It was really, really... Try really, really hard and doing your whip noise.
I can't do the whip noise.
One more. Three, two, one.
That's Here we go.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled. All the crack. Neatly packed and ready to go.
I think today's Truth or Trash is probably one of my favourites.
Why?
Because I fooled both of you.
You fooled both of us.
I fooled both of
you. Oh, yeah, but it wasn't. Yeah, but it wasn't really. My fact was way more interesting than yours. Yours is super nerdy. So it doesn't really. Like, no one cares about. It's not about winning, Cooper. It's about how you play the game. And in this instance, that sentence really is true. Sorry, I just pooped on your fact today.
I thought you just pooped.
Yeah.
Truth or trash.
All right, we got facts. We got to give them to you, and you got to figure out if it's truth or trash. Play along at home if you like. 087-1102-107. Donald.
Yes.
What have we got for us?
My fact today isn't an animal fact, but I promise I will do one tomorrow for you.
Oh.
The way you sign your signature shows your personality.
The way you sign your signature...
Like your traits.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think this is true.
Do you think?
My signature is different every time. I can't remember how I... So I just do a little different one every time.
But
I think I got in trouble for it before. When I was getting my license, because your man was like, no, you have to sign that differently here. So do it again, the same way you did the first time.
But how does that show personality traits then if you do it different every time?
She's
Maybe
mad.
Maybe that I...
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I get what you're saying in that case then.
if this was the case... somebody's obviously figured out a way of figuring out your personality down to your signature. Like, my signature is pretty much the same. It has been all my life.
Yeah, so Safety Steve.
But also, my handwriting is like as if it was a doctor writing a prescription. So, does that mean that I should be a doctor? Oh. Is that what you're saying? That's what I'm picking up from this, okay? So, I'm saying trash and I'm locking that bad boy in.
I'm saying true and I'm locking it in.
Why'd you have a different lock-in sound to me?
I don't know.
Well, it is true, yeah. It was studied on in 2016 showed that among men, larger signatures, that means they've got higher social bravados and bigger themselves. And a bigger signature for women is narcissistic traits. It showed.
There you go with the big O.
The big O.
All the O's. Okay. All right. This morning, if you remember, we heard the chosen song from the John Lewis Christmas ad. It's Alice in Limerick, Where Love Lives. And then the remix version of it. Okay. So this marks the 160th anniversary of the opening of the first John Lewis shop on Oxford Street in London in 1864 by an Irish man called John Lewis from Limerick. 1864, take the 18, which is the 18th version of this song being remixed, and the 64 is the BPM of the song.
That is such a nerdy fact that it has to be true. You mentioned BPM, it's just got you written all over it.
BPM. Beats per minute.
Although I don't know if John Lewis from Limerick. Maybe he was. I think I would have heard that before, though.
Yeah, but it has been going a while. I don't know how long John Lewis has been open, but...
1864. Yeah, I literally said it. It's the 160th anniversary. Yes, you just said, yes. I don't know. And I said, I just told you. And you said, I don't know how long it's been open.
Yeah.
I literally did the maths for you.
Thanks so much. Just because of how you probably looked into something like this, and you might know it, I'm going to say true.
I'm going to say true as well.
Lock it in.
Yeah, locking it in.
Una, lock it in?
Locking it in. I hear.
That, my friends, is incredible, all right? That I made all of that up.
Yeah.
Yes!
You made it up and you made it nerdy, and then you knew we'd say true once you made it nerdy.
That is true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right, my turn. Okay.
Well, it'd be cool if it was a real fact, though, wouldn't it?
It would be cool. That's what I was thinking. That would be cool, yeah.
Maybe it is.
Where is John Lewis from? I'm going to have to find out. Anyway, so...
I'll Google that.
According to a household behaviour poll released from Maynooth University in 2022... It reveals that people who actually rush their dinners and risk giving themselves heartburn just to avoid listening to the person who cooked the dinner tell them about how they cooked the dinner and then cleaned as they cooked because it's just easier. Recipients of the poll stated the clean as the cookers were 98% more likely to say, I just can't relax in this mess. Hashtag pain in the hoops.
Wow. It's a lot to digest.
There's a lot to digest, yeah. So... people rush their dinners and risk giving themselves heartburn, right? Just to avoid listening to the clean as they cookers talk about how they cleaned as they cooked and it's so much easier to cook as you clean and clean as you cook. Blah, yeah, yada, yada, yada. So that they can just get out of their presence.
So people are slamming their dinners so they don't need to listen to how amazing the cook was.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Wow.
And they're 98% more likely to say things like, I just can't relax in this mess.
And what was the hashtag?
Pain in the hoop.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. I think if you rush your dinner, you'd be more likely to get indigestion rather than heartburn. So, yeah, I'm going to say no.
Well, it's all kind of part of
it. It's all connected.
No, I just think that's how Una's mind works. So I'm going to say trash.
Lock it in.
Locked.
How'd you get a new lock in?
I don't know.
I'm going to lock mine in.
It is true. In my head. So, it could be true. It probably is true.
It's not.
It was, the fact that it was from Maynooth University, I embellished that little... I embellished all of it.
Now, I know a lecturer in Maynooth University. I can contact them and ask them.
Well, is he in the Department of Social Sciences? If not, there's no point.
Nobody's having lunch at the head of Department of Social Sciences this afternoon.
Whatever.
Okay. All right, that was fun. Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Cool. Yeah. I like your new sound doing it. Lock it in. Lock it in.
I locked it in.
Nice.
Miserable.
Don't break that. All right, okay.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
We found a new way for Una to make money, and then she got very confused with the whole kind of like inches and centimetres and the squares. So it got a little bit lost in translation.
But sure did.
But we got there in the end. Do you still understand like a square inch?
Shut up.
That's what it was like in school with you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Una, where's your homework?
Shut up.
Oh, do you know what, actually, Una? Mm-hmm. I have something for you here that is going to pique your interest, because there's an absolute genius who got married recently, okay? Some people might argue he's not a genius, but I think he is a genius, because what he did was he got his suit sponsored and sold space on his jacket, and basically, like, so people started advertising on his suit for his wedding, and it paid for his wedding. So, like,
what?
So just say he came to us and says, "Well, I'm getting married, and there's going to be loads of pictures. They're going to be on social media and everything like this, and I think the local paper's doing it. So I'm selling spots on my suit jacket for my wedding. How much is it?" I was like, 50 quid. And I'm like, "Hey, there's 50 quid, and there's an iRadio logo on it." Then
it's very clever, isn't it?
It is very clever.
Yeah.
So it reminded me of 1 million, I think it was 1 million pixels, I think was the name of the the $1 million page. Basically, this guy created a website. It was just one page, and each pixel, the tiny little pixel, was $1 each, and people started advertising on this, and they made a million out of this. So what I'm thinking is, Una, that we could do this with your car, because your car is very famous, because it's spotted all the time. It's always out and about.
It is.
It's always seen. We always get pictures of your car being sent to us. I'm surprised it's not on those bad parking websites and Facebook pages.
Hey.
The community groups, people, you know, for safety.
Sure, you're giving me a bad name, and this whole parking malarkey has stuck with people believing that I'm a bad parker.
If you continue to tell people that I do a poop at 10 past 10, I think the least I can do is tell people how bad you are parking.
10 past 10, regular as clockwork. What's your proof?
Regular as what?
Clockwork.
Are you sure?
Clockwork.
That's not what you said.
It is.
Let's go to a clip.
Slip of the tongue. Right.
You don't want to do that. Anyway, so this guy, Robert, and the pixels. I think we should sell space on your car. All right.
Does that mean I'd have to get to clean it then?
Yeah, listen, it's going to make money. If we can... So I'm thinking, I know you work in old money, so let's talk inches. So an inch squared, yeah, which is 2.5.
An inch squared, you've lost me. An inch, right?
Oh my God. So if you make a box and the top of the box is an inch, the bottom is an inch, and the sides are an inch, so an inch, like
just
a square,
one inch.
An inch squaring.
So one square.
Which is an inch. Why is this so difficult to explain?
You said an inch squared, right?
All right.
So squared is like a 2 over a number in maths. And I can't remember what it did.
All right, listen. Anyway, so an inch, which is a square. All right.
Which is a mile.
Oh, God, I'm going to die here.
Go on.
Tell people I was so nice, you know, my obituary. Anyway, so which is 2.5 centimetres for people who don't understand inches, right? So 2.5 centimetres squares or inch squares. And we'll sell those. So the more you buy, the more that your brand and logo will stand out. So, like, maybe we get iRadio to put some brandy on there. So, like a logo that size.
Oh, I'm going to check. No, they're, like, it's going to cost them if they want the use of my car.
You know,
do you know what I mean?
Like that there is probably about 500 quid.
Yeah,
do you know? So,
oh yeah,
and you get to choose where you put it on. So, it'd be interesting to see on how many inches that we can sell in your car, because it just gets seen.
How do we know that people will want to be associated with my car?
Because it's not. Your car is a billboard. It's turning into a billboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I think we should sell space on your wonderful coats. We'll get you a particular coat which has got the fur and the cuffs and the thing like this. And
but would that require me to leave the house and be seen out about? Because I'm a busy mum of twins and I don't have time to be advertising me coats all around the place.
All right, we'll just do the car.
Okay,
all
right.
All right, okay, great. So are you up for it?
I'm up for it, yeah.
I just love the fact that you just couldn't get past the inch square thing.
Well, you're the one who started talking maths and Pythagoras' theorem to me this hour of the morning.
I did not mention Pythagoras' theorem.
Well, that's what
But we
could
go
head.
Down the route of pi. Are you on my tip? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolled. We then let Una objectify men.
I did not objectify men. I just gave. Listen, don't you dare talk about objectifying men, and I'll talk about the patriarchy for the past 2,000 years. Annie Hoozles, I was just giving.
I love the way all I need to do is throw you one ball and then you just keep going.
I was just giving my two cents on a new survey that has just been published about the sexiest man alive. And I, as a woman, am entitled to my opinion, and my opinion matters, Stephen Cooper.
Yep. Oh, that button didn't work. Here, did I try again?
That's what you said last time.
Sorry, what did you say then?
Nothing.
No, go again.
No, I won't.
You're very bold. My mum is listening.
Hi, Gina, love.
She just sent me a WhatsApp. She goes, there goes Una again, being rude.
Not rude.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's official. It's official.
What is?
The sexiest man alive has been announced.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
No. Oh, thank you very much. I don't know what to say.
Wicked star Jonathan Bailey has been named the sexiest man alive. And I'm just like,
Whoa.
That's all. John Krasinski was last year's winner, remember?
Yeah.
We had this conversation and I stated that he's not exactly dripping with the riz. Do you know what I mean?
Well, hang on a sec now. In Krasinski's, defense, he's an extremely talented director, writer, screenwriter, and cinematographer, and also actor. And he's funny. He's great with his kids. So, like, what's not to like about him?
Sorry. What? But, like, beauty's in the eye of the beholder and all that. And fair enough, Jonathan Bailey is beautiful, gorgeous, or lovely. But I'm just thinking, have they ever seen Marty Morrissey? Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever seen... You need to speak up. You said something to me earlier on now and we didn't hear you. You need to speak up. Who are you saying is sexy?
Marty Morrissey.
Right.
There ain't nothing like a Marty party. That man has been robbed of that title for years now and someone needs to stick up and say something about it.
See, I don't think they need to give it to Marty Morrissey.
Because we all know that he is the sexiest man
and
alive.
And he knows it.
He's
very aware.
Oh, he does. Yeah. See, he's a man with the riz.
He's got all the riz.
Yeah.
He's literally dripping from it. I think he can actually buy bags of riz from Marty Morris.
Yeah, yeah. He should be up there.
He sells it for Christmas parties.
That's just my two cents on it anyway.
Very good. Yeah. And is there any, like, second place in there? I didn't get a look in, no.
Did you get a look in?
No. We'll leave it at that.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
There's breakfast roll. Did you have fun?
I
shut up!
Jump!
All right, go on.
We've
plenty of things to be doing here, isn't it? Yeah. The sun is shining outside. It's lovely.
Jump!
All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, share, follow. Look at her. She's on the way out the door. She's gone. There you go now. No. That's it. All right, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. on iRadio.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.